the Tower of Babel. After God made the covenant with Noah, that's after the flood, Noah's children, his descendants, increased, and there were many generations. At that time, in the earth, there was only one language. Well, as people started to travel to the east, they came to a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled down there, and they said one to another, "Come on, let's make bricks, and let's burn them really thoroughly." They used bricks for stone, and they had slime, mud for mortar. And they said, "Let us build us a city and a tower that will be so tall that its top will reach up to heaven, where God lives. Let's make a name for ourselves, lest we are scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth."
So the tower, which was called Babel, was never finished.
That's right. Anyway, let's read that. God came down to see the city and the tower which these children of men had been building, and he said, "The people of the earth are one, and they've only got one language. If they begin to do this, nothing will restrain them from doing whatever they imagine to do. Let us go down, therefore, and confuse their language so that they can't understand one another's language." Now, when it says, "let us go down," that's rather like we read, "let us make man in our image." It's really talking about the angels. So when it says God came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men were building, it doesn't mean that God himself didn't know. It means that he acted through the angels.
It meant that he didn't literally come down. Because he can see everything, he looked down and saw them and saw what they were doing.
That's right. So God scattered the people all over the face of the earth, and they stopped building the city. The name of the place is Babel. It's a bit like the word Babel, and also Babylon. For there it was that God confused the language of the earth. And that is how it happened, that God scattered the people over the face of the earth. And of course, we can see that today. When we wonder why are there so many different languages, well, now you know that it came from God creating that confusion.
Because that's where all the languages came from, of God mixing up the languages a long, 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 very long time ago.